The following program is produced in a timeshare agreement with Civic Media. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect those of Civic Media. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Holmes.
Chad, thank you.
What's up, Holmes? All right, let's go.
This is the Wausau Business Show. And now, here are your cow tipping, ice fishing, polka dancing, beer brock frying, cheese curd loving hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Good morning, Wausau. This is the Wausau Business Show, episode number four, I believe, if I'm counting correctly. They continue to let us on this program, and we appreciate Civic Media and Sage Weil for that.
Thank you.
April 27th, 8 a.m. Central Time. You are listening to the Wausau Business Show, and so are we. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
Thanks for listening. The Wausau Business Show is open for business.
Yeah.
Here we go. I believe it's episode number four, Paul.
I think it's
Jim
four.
Jim Waldron will be here in a bit, the president of Wausau Tile, super interesting guy with a major announcement coming up.
Yeah, exciting.
We're going to do Wausau Business Rumors.
Love that segment.
New Wausau Business Rumors. Stay tuned for that. And we want to start off today by saying hello to listeners who love Wausau from around the world.
Oh, like where, for example?
Well, we have Gunther in Amsterdam.
Oh, Gunther, thanks for listening.
Reached out to us. Rick in Hong Kong. Mancy in Malaysia.
Wow.
Chad in Hawaii. And of course, all of those in Florida, and especially those enjoying the show at The Villages.
Oh, it's beautiful down there.
The Villages is where people go to die.
We have a lot of listeners.
Retire. Appreciate
little distinction.
We appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening and loving Wausau. So a lot about Wausau today, and we wanted to, you know, we don't want to spend too much time on the Red Lobster thing, but
right, it's a campaign.
Yeah, we've reached out to Mayor Tipple, former Mayor
Jim Tipple.
Jim Tipple, and we wanted to ask him, you know, why in 2012, when he was the mayor, did he create this survey?
Right.
Now, he didn't do it himself, but he commissioned the survey, so to speak, and the city of Wausau, and he led that. And one of the questions on there was, of the all the national chains in America, which national restaurant chain would you like to see come to Wausau? And the answer was Red Lobster. And
overwhelmingly.
It's just, these are just the facts.
Right.
And so we wanted to ask him, you know, what spawned that question. It's a legendary, iconic question now.
Everyone knows about it, I feel like. Every time we bring it up, everyone knows about this survey.
And former Mayor Jim Tipple was at the helm when they did this, and I think they did it in 2018 maybe again, but for sure 2012.
Yeah.
That's the genesis of this. And so he'll be coming up on the show to talk to us about that.
Yeah.
And of course, we have the lobster bus now that we've commissioned.
We've
done our own commissioning.
Yeah, we've commissioned a bus, and we're going to take a field trip. We've gotten a lot of positive response from that.
It's going to be so fun. We already have a bunch of people signed up, and the tickets are honestly going fast, which we weren't sure how this was. But, you know, let's go to Red Lobster. We're going to do it in Green Bay. It's official.
Okay, Green Bay.
Right outside of Lambeau Field, you know, where we like to park for
Packers. Yeah, great parking spot.
Great parking spot there at the Red Lobster in the shadows of Lambeau Field.
I've parked there. I've never actually been inside the Red Lobster, I don't think.
I thought you were with Josh once.
You're right. Josh and I, after a Packer game, went to the Red Lobster.
Maybe that's why you don't remember. Yeah. So we're going. It's Thursday, May 16th.
Yep.
We're going to leave and depart. All the logistical, life is logistics, as we like to say.
Absolutely.
And all of the logistics are available on wausaubusiness.com. You just go to wausaubusiness.com, and you can't miss the link right on the main section there that says get Lobster Bots tickets or something it says.
Yeah, we've taken care of all logistics.
Yeah, we're going
to ride to and from.
We've got a beautiful lobster bus lamers that's been commissioned. And is that what we're supposed to say? It's been commissioned.
I don't know what we're supposed to say, but it actually is going to say lobster bus on.
Yes, they've agreed to the decals.
Yeah, good.
It's been confirmed. They said, yeah, we you can put the decals on the outside if
excellent.
You want.
Excellent.
So we're going to be rolling down Highway 29.
Yeah, 29 over Green Bay.
Everybody's going to know that we're in the and it's going to say Wausau wants a Red Lobster now.
Yeah, we're going going to be clear about our intentions here.
Then we're going to show up at Red Lobster, take a picture in front of the bus with everybody. We're going to have some drinks on the way over, and it's going to be a lot of fun and a great meal. And we love our local restaurants here, obviously. Yeah. And we're going to feature some of those coming up.
We don't want to replace those.
No, they'll be featured in future episodes, and we'll do events and things like that, which will be super fun. But this trip to Red Lobster, we're going to leave at 5 o'clock sharp. Don't miss the bus.
Yeah, don't miss the bus on that one.
Remember Chris Cross, that song?
Yeah.
I missed the bus. They sang Jump, Jump.
Yeah, we will be playing maybe I Missed the Bus if we see someone running behind it trying to catch us.
So, and then we'll get over there about 6:30, and a lot of people have already signed up, and it'll be a great group of like-minded Wassonians who love Red Lobster.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll go over there. Everybody gets a lobster tail and a 6-ounce filet.
Yeah, surf and turf, I think they call that.
Surf and turf.
Yeah.
And two drinks when you get there during the meal and everything, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So sign up at WassaBusiness.com. Today on the show, who do we have, Paul?
We have Jim Waldron on the show today.
Great guy.
And he's also got a big announcement he's going to make. A commitment.
Yes, we're not calling it an announcement. It's a commitment.
Commitment, right.
Jim Waldron is the president of Wausau Tile and the former president of Wausau Window and Wall. He's got his MBA, a real business leader in our community.
Yeah,
and
very impressive guy.
Happy to sit down. It's a real honor to know him and to sit down with him. He's a fantastic mind, engineering mind by trade.
Yep.
Went to Georgia Tech, which is no joke. And his son actually goes there too. So we'll talk to him all about that coming up. All of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show and the Lobster Bus go to the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. So great cause there, Tim Parker. And Paul.
Yeah.
This is holy, what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Father Martin at Holy Name. Well, that's literally holy. It's in the name.
Right.
Holy Name Catholic Church gave us a shout out during his homily the other day.
You're kidding me.
And he posted like all of his homilies online. So here's what it said.
Well, they received a lot of grace. Grace comes from Jesus. So more Jesus, more grace, more peace.
Nice.
And more, well, the ability to live what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we get this is, of course, first thing comes from a radio show. It's a brand new one called the Wausau Business Show. It's on WXCO. That's the 98.9. They just had their second episode yesterday.
Yeah.
And the first one, they introduced this girl, Grace Stanky.
Grace.
Miss America, right?
That was fun.
It's a very good interview. She's an impressive person.
So, thanks for the shout out, Father
Martin.
That was
amazing.
It was cool.
That's,
more priests should talk about our show during
Absolutely.
Their
families. Yes.
It's for Wausau. Okay, so we'll be right back. 715-9-WASA. You can always call us. I don't know how we got that number.
I don't know how we got it either. Good score.
715-9-WASA. If you ever want to call us and leave a message, we'll hopefully get you on the air. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about our guests or Red Lobster or anything else, or as always, info@wasabusiness.com. We'll be right back with Jim Waldron on the Wausau Business Show.
I'm gonna do something that we'll never do again.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
Wausau works.
Hello, Wausau.
Dive into Wausau's heart with your hosts, Ryan and Paul.
Does that mean I'm stupid?
As they bring you the stories, people, and passion.
You're fine.
Okay. All right.
And make Wausau a community like no other. Your journey through Wausau's soul starts with the Wausau Business Show.
All right, here's a little known fact. The first mayor of Wausau was August Kickbush. Here's a littler known fact. He was mayor twice. Littlest known fact, Kickbush traveled back to Germany in 1867 to enlist 700 German immigrants to Marathon County. So if anyone ever asks you how you'd get more people to move to Wausau, just ask yourself, what would Kickbush do? Because he'd go to Germany and bring back 700 people. That's what he'd do. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Get to Germany. Roastar.com.
Shopko's associated with a good buy. Quality at a savings. That's why we come to the consumer testing laboratories to make sure the many products that bear the Shopko label are equal to or better than major national brands. If the merchandise can't pass the many rigorous tests performed here, if it doesn't meet Shopko's high standards, it doesn't get the Shopko label and the consumer testing laboratory seal. Before we sell the product, we have to be sold on it first.
Hi, I'm Eric Cannenberg from Rocket Industrial.
Hey,
This is Jerry Saber.
And this is Kelly Saber.
I'm Bob Rue.
And I'm Angela Toshner.
Hey, this is Sam over at 72nd Avenue.
Hello, I'm Tong Tao.
This is Chad Waller.
Hey, this is Dom.
Hey, this is Cody.
And I'm Rob.
This is Craig Steiff.
This is Nate Callahan.
Hey, Rocket Industrial.
Just some of the reasons why Rocket Industrial has been certified a great place to work. 9 years running. Forward-thinking companies throughout the United States that want a package with less, choose Rocket Industrial. RocketIndustrial.com.
Hey, folks, this is Charlie Behrens. Our Cripescast is coming up at noon on Bull Falls Radio. Now back to the Wausau Business Show with your cheese curd-brained hosts, Ryan and Paul, served with a nice side of ranch dressing. All right, Wausau, I love you so much. I'll be back soon, and hey, watch for deer, okay? Bye-bye now.
Let's get down to business.
The Wausau Business Show.
Let's get down to business.
Dedicated to Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Who says you can't go home? Who says you can't go back? Been all around the world, and as a matter of fact, there's only one place left I wanna go. Who says you
Welcome back to the Wausau Business Show. We're here in studio with Jim Waldron, CEO of Wausau Tile.
Good to see you, Jim.
Welcome, Jim.
Jim, hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Thanks, Ryan.
Jim is the CEO and president. President and CEO or CEO and chairman of
just
the board?
President. Just the president.
Just the president of Wausau Tile. Jim used to be the president of Wausau Window and Wall.
That is correct.
Prior. So you took a couple of years off and took a different gig, not a couple of years off.
Exactly.
A different gig up in Canada. What part of Canada were you in?
In the Toronto area.
And after Wausau Window and Wall, you moved to Toronto, spent a couple of years up there.
Correct.
And then got recruited back for Wausau Tile's position, correct?
Yep. It was... Canada and COVID was candidly not a good combination for my family and me, right? Great country, great jobs. We were looking for a change. And luckily, a friend of mine had called and talked about an opportunity at Wausau Tile and asked if I might be interested. So went through the interview process and the rest is history.
And what year was it that you moved back here?
2022.
Well, welcome back to Wausau. Wausau Tile is very happy to have you. I know that we used to be in the Vistage Group together.
Absolutely.
And those were wonderful times, and I got to know you through that a little bit, and was always super impressed with you. You're an engineer by trade.
Thank you, first off, for the compliment. Yeah. That coming from you, that's quite nice.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, I got my undergrad in mechanical engineering from Georgia Tech a long time ago.
Yeah, and then what did you do after that?
So I started working for a company called Timken. They're a very large, at the time, bearing and steel manufacturer, global. And shortly after I started there, I went to work and got my MBA part-time at night. And it was amazing how much my eyes were opened as I went through the business degree on top of my engineering degree. So absolutely fantastic.
And how did you wind up in Wausau for Wausau Window and Wall then?
Holy cow, that's a long journey.
Well, here we are.
My wife and I have moved. I think this was our 10th move. So we've gotten about the time I'd get to know where the bread and the milk were in the grocery stores, it was time to move to the next location.
10 moves. Isn't moving the worst? You probably had to, you know, help, but oh man, I remember I've moved about 10 times too. And okay. You get rid of a lot of stuff doing that. Yeah.
You know, I have a wonderful wife. I would always take off for the new job and go there while she handled the kids and handled the move and then settled in after I had already started. So that made it okay.
Yeah. So you wind up in Wausau. And yeah, just tell us a little bit about how you wound up at Wausau Window and Wall, because you were there for about a decade?
Yeah, for about 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I spent a little over 20 years at Timken and a number of locations. Actually got to live in France. We lived in beautiful wine country in France. We were there for a little while, came back, and we were living in the Lexington, Kentucky area, and just really on a whim decided to put my resume out there and took the president job with a metal roofing company, one of the larger metal roofing companies in the country.
Okay.
Working for four very competitive brothers. And after about 5 years, it was time for another opportunity. And that's when I found the Wausau Window opportunity.
So then you take the job at Wausau Window and Wall. What was the recruiting process there? Because was it owned by Apogee at the time?
Correct.
And so who from Apogee, where were they located when they recruited you to Wausau?
Yeah, so Apogee was out of Minneapolis. So okay. I worked for the CEO of Apogee. So he was the one doing the hiring. They had a local recruiting firm that found me. We did the process. And so my first big interview was at Apogee in Minneapolis. And, you know, then I came to Wausau for a day, really to check the place out and to meet the team.
What time of year?
It was March.
Okay. Oh. About this time of year.
It was about this time of year. We actually brought, luckily my mom was around and the kids were younger at the time. So they stayed at the water park while my wife and I checked the area out and decided this would be a great place for us.
Did they take you to dinner anywhere or? Dine you somewhere?
I'm sure they did. Yeah. I don't remember where.
Maybe the old Michael's Supper Club or something. Yeah. So then you start at Wausau Window and Wall, and that is a cool company. I mean, absolutely. Wausau Window and Wall has, well, maybe talk about Wausau Window and Wall and where they all have their windows and their walls.
Yeah, so they are the premier curtain wall and window company in the United States, right? The architects, engineers specify Wausau looking for some of the best products actually in the country.
Yeah, they have it in their specs on the architectural plans for the absolutely biggest and best buildings in the world.
And you think about some of the challenges that you have. If you're building a new airport or modifying an airport, on the car side, I'm scared to say it, but you've got to worry about bomb blast and you've got to deal with that, you know, that concern when you've got passengers. And then on the airplane side, you have to deal with sound and sound attenuation. And Wausau Window was amazing at being able to deal with both of those very well to meet the needs of the owners.
Because if you're in a high-rise building, you don't want to hear the airplanes flying by? Is that what the whole point? Or is it because you don't want planes flying into your building?
In the case, when we're talking about an airport where you've got planes coming and going from the airport,
oh, I see. Okay.
You want it not to be too loud inside the terminal.
Okay.
But you're exactly right, right? If there's many, many high-rises in New York City have Wausau Window product all over the place.
And the architects, just to repeat, the architects in all over these places say, we need Wausau Window and Wall specs.
They absolutely do. I had a chance, Ryan, with our Vistage group. We went to Manhattan and we took a boat tour around Manhattan. And the tour guide was giving an architectural tour. And when he found out I was with Wausau Window, he was actually pointing out every building that had Wausau Window product in it. It was really pretty cool and humbling for me.
Your tour guide knew that information?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I recall, you know, being in on that trip and the same thing happened at a restaurant we were at together. Right. And they had Newski's Bacon on the menu called out. So that was really neat. But what happened to Wausau Window and Wall? I mean, you left and the thing fell apart or what? No.
Yeah, right. That's
because they laid off 100 people or something, didn't they recently?
So they made a big change. So Apogee made a number of major acquisitions while I was there. So they bought a company in the Toronto, Canada area. They bought a company called EFCO in Missouri and, really grew pretty significantly. And they found that they had to restructure a bit with the size that the company became.
Because of debt?
They paid a fair amount for these businesses, but they were, you know, the shareholders want a return, right? There's no surprise on that stuff.
But I mean, pretty big leverage when you're talking about growing that fast and then interest rates go up and...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they restructured and I think they're looking on refining their footing, right? Okay. And so, you know, most recently, you're exactly right. I saw the announcement as well. And candidly, I don't know any more than what the announcement said.
Right.
But clearly, they're looking at, you know, Tube Light is one of the businesses they have that's based in Michigan. Mm-hmm. Line Tech located locally. They're looking for ways to leverage those businesses. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as what I heard was they had actually eliminated a lot of the engineering work that happened here at Wausau Window. I think a lot of the shop floor work is going to stay, if not most of it. Okay. I'm hopeful for that.
Yeah.
But I'm disappointed that a number of the people I know actually are no longer with Apogee or Wausau Window.
How many people, and I want to get to Wausau Tile as well, but how many people work at Wausau Window and Wall?
You know, when I was there, there were a little over 500 people.
Okay. So they laid off 100 roughly, right?
Yeah. I don't know the number they laid off, but it was a chunk.
Yeah, it was a big chunk. Yeah. And what portion of that staff is like from Wausau, or are they looking for engineering jobs now probably all over the United States, right? Or?
Well, most of those people I think were based in the Wausau area. So okay. They'll be looking for engineering jobs here.
In Wausau. Well, yeah. Hey, GreenHack, there you go. Yeah. I mean, exactly. what a blessing for some companies. And I'm sure they're probably all rehired already,
right?
Knowing the market right now
and good talent, right? That a lot of good people.
Yeah. So that beautiful building that you have out in that you worked in for many years, seven years,
the industrial park
is going to stay Wausau Window and Wall building.
You know, I saw a write-up somewhere that they're actually getting rid of the Wausau Window brand.
Oh, wow.
And so I don't know what it's going to be branded going forward.
Mm. But that particular building out in the industrial park is going to still be a Apogee building?
Apogee, and it's part of the Architectural Framing Systems group. So if you go into any of the investor comments out there, there's a group. And so it'll still be a part of that group.
It's a beautiful building.
Oh, my gosh. You know, when Wausau Window moved from 17th Street into the industrial park, right, it was 50 acres, beautiful wooded, 550,000 square foot facility, built in 2008, right? State of the art.
Yeah.
Just absolutely built to produce curtain wall and windows, right? Yeah. And did a great job.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to go backstage there, so to speak. And it's a just such an impressive building in operation. So, but now you're at Wausau Tile.
Yes, I am.
And I remember when you parted ways, however that happened, with Wausau Window and Wall. And I was shocked because I was like, this is it. Jim Waldron's never going to be back in Wausau again. No way. He's too talented. And now we lost him.
Too talented. I wouldn't go nearly that far.
But now, thankfully, you're back at Wausau Tile.
Yeah.
And you've been there for a couple of years now, a year and a half?
Yeah, almost 2 years.
Okay. The Kresge family that founded the company, and Mr. Kresge has passed.
Yep. In 2013, Ed passed away, right? Incredible entrepreneur. Absolutely incredible.
And he started Cedar Creek as well, developed that whole area, right?
That whole area.
And then there's a number of other businesses besides Wausau Tile that are part of the organization?
So the other big one is Imperial Industries, which is based in the Cedar Creek area.
Okay.
And they produce steel tanks for trucks and for other uses.
Okay. And Wausau Tile and that organization has roughly how many employees?
About 350.
So 350 awesome people from the area here.
Absolutely.
And you gave me a tour last year, I think it was. And what a cool company. I mean, can you talk a little bit about Wausau Tile and where Wausau Tile is in the United States and throughout the world?
Yeah, right. So I'll start with another great company, right? You know, that has Wausau as the first name of the company. It is unbelievable as I go around the country. And I meet landscape architects that use our products. I meet architects that use our products. Wausau Tile is considered to be the premier paver manufacturer, terrazzo tile manufacturer, and even site furnishings. You know, think about picnic tables, think about benches, waste containers, those kinds of things, right? Ed Kresge really started the business where the local McDonald's in Schofield was having trouble with their waste container blowing over. And so Ed said, I think I can fix that. And he produced it's called an exposed aggregate waste container. Any McDonald's you've been to, the outside waste containers, Wausau Tile probably made those.
Nationally?
Nationally.
Or is it North American?
It is, I don't know for sure, but nationally for sure.
Yeah, okay.
And Canada and Mexico most likely. Yeah. But that really was a big boost because he started with Schofield, and then the owner of the Schofield McDonald's, the licensee said, hey, you need to take this to corporate. And it was then, you know, launched corporate-wide for McDonald's.
Was that Bill Fish or Bill Fisher or something?
Yeah, I don't know the guy's name, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that really is what catapulted them into the next.
That was one of the big pieces of the puzzle, right? That really got them there.
When was that exactly? What year?
You know, that would have been in the late 50s. Okay. So Wausau Tile this year is 71 years old, right? In 2024. You know, Ed Kresge passed about 11 years ago. His wife, Joyce, is still around. I think she's 96 years old.
Oh.
You know, living in Florida, right? Enjoying life, I hope. I actually had the chance to meet her at the 70th anniversary last summer. Wonderful lady.
So then that must have been hard for the organization when Mr. Kresge passed. Was he running it up to his death? Or?
You know, his son Bill had stepped in.
Okay.
So there were three children and Bill was actually running it. And then he passed away unexpectedly in 2017.
Oh, my God.
And so what just tragedy, right? So then the next oldest sibling, Mary, stepped in and she helped out and then she passed away. So
what's going on with these Kreskes?
I know, right?
Wow.
So Cindy, the final sibling, is my boss. She's the CEO of the businesses. Wonderful, wonderful person, right? Cares deeply about the business, cares deeply about the people. And, you know, we've got a great relationship. She really lets me run the business. As I said before, great presence across the country. We sell primarily to the U.S. and Canada. Occasionally, we'll follow jobs if the U.S. government needs us or other things like that.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, Mount Rushmore has Wausau Tile on the
pavers are all over the place out there. You're exactly right.
Yeah. So
right?
when you go to Mount Rushmore and walk up to, you know, the viewing station and everything, all of it at Mount Rushmore is Wausau Tile.
Yeah. If you go to Times Square, all the pavers at Times Square are Wausau Tile. Yeah. If you go to the Arch in St. Louis, All of those tiles are Wausau Tile Pavers.
They should light that thing. Every time anybody brings up the arch, I used to work down there and on the radio, actually. And I used to complain all the time that they don't light it at night. It's a national treasure. And you don't light it up at night.
Right.
Target, also the big red balls in Target that you see.
We've made every one of those Target balls. So if your kids have jumped over a Target ball, they came out of Wausau, Wisconsin.
And when you're walking into any Target throughout the United States and you see those big red Target balls, was that a security measure after 9/11?
It is. It's a bollard. So it really is to protect the pedestrians from traffic going into those areas.
Okay, cool.
And so the sad part of 9/11, but good for Wausau Tile, was protection for people became pretty major and pretty important.
And I know the Nashville airport you were working on when I was in there. Another one, and I'll stop the list because it could go on and on, but all the culverts, right?
We've got Wendy's, Culver's, McDonald's, Burger King.
They all have garbage cans that don't blow over.
They do. And most of their picnic tables, most of their outdoor furniture is supplied by Wausau Tile.
Yeah.
We've got the Kohl's of the world. That's We've got the Walmarts of the world.
So cool. Paul, did you know that?
I did not know that. It's more prominent than I thought. You've worked and led, really, as a leader, we've talked about a couple of different organizations that have all these prominent buildings, locations, et cetera. And you've been the leader of these companies.
Right.
What do you think makes a great leader, if I can?
You know, there are dozens and dozens of great leaders out there. I'll tell you, for me personally, it really is about building the team. It's about honesty. It's about respect for the people. And it's about working together.
The organizations you've led, you've been president at how many organizations?
Four different companies. I'm sorry, five different companies. And somehow I forget about Canada.
Canada was during COVID, correct?
It was.
And then, so you left Wausau, went to Canada, had the run there, and then came back 2 years ago to run Wausau Tile.
Absolutely. And really glad to be back. What a wonderful area.
What's your favorite thing about Wausau?
You know, I'll say it's the people. It is, we've got great people. Now, also after living in the Toronto area, which, by the way, is now the worst traffic in North America, it is really nice to be back where sometimes you have to slow down to the speed limit, right?
Yeah.
And favorite restaurant?
It's going to be the Wish Steakhouse.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that is good over there. What's your favorite business book?
You know, there are two favorite books that I recommend to most people, right? So the first one is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Mm-hmm. I think just an absolutely fantastic book on how to get to know people. And then 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Okay.
Right? I find those to be really, really good basics on how should you operate and how should you do things.
And what's your philosophy as a business leader, would you say, in terms of, you know, I know Paul asked that similar question, but how would you describe your leadership style, I guess, is what I'm going with.
Yeah. So, you know, it will change based on the scenario. And I don't mean that from a values perspective. Values are always pretty much the same. It really is, you know, candidly, as I came into Wausau Tile, they had been through 7 different leaders in about a 10-year period.
That's not good.
And so I knew that with all the change that they'd had, there was going to be, I'll use the word trauma, right? If you had worked for those different leaders for those time, it's a tough place to be.
Yeah. Here's this new guy. He's going to come and go.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, it was important on day one to meet every employee, right? Because we've all met new bosses, right? And you always think they have horns and a tail and fangs, right? You just do, whether they do or not. So it was important to meet everybody on day one, just so they could meet me, hear a little bit about my background, talk about my family. And, and then from there, it just got to work together a lot with them.
Where did you have that? I mean, in town hall, you'd go somewhere and do that with 350 people or whatever, or did you have it on site?
Yeah, we did on site, 8 different meetings. So I met in each one of the buildings for the different shifts. And so the smallest group, I think, was 4 people.
Okay.
The biggest group was probably 100 people.
Okay. And are you the type of guy that is on the floor a lot or?
I believe in management by walking about. Yeah, I'm all about KPIs. I'm all about vision and mission and where you're going to go. But you got to give people a chance to tell you what's on their mind. So, you know, when I started, I also spent half a day a week working on the shop floor. And I'll tell you, it was interesting because the guys were trying to keep me out of trouble, right? Because I'm not very good at mixing concrete, as you might imagine.
Right.
And they had to keep me out of trouble most of the time. And they did a great job, right? And helped me learn what they did on a daily basis. And what a great way to get to meet the team.
So is this your first time in this industry of what's the Wausau Tile? How would you describe what's the name of the industry?
You know, we're in manufacturing, but it is in the concrete area, right? It's cement-based products mostly. We do epoxy as well.
Yeah. So is this your first time in this concrete manufacturing industry?
So concrete and manufacturing and construction.
So I know you've been in manufacturing.
Right.
And I know you've been in construction. Yep. First time in concrete?
First time in concrete. But, you know, the business models are pretty much the same, right? Whether okay. I was at my metal roofing company or at Wausau Window or at Wausau Tile, it all was very similar sales process, all working for very high quality companies that knew what they were doing. And so that part was pretty transitory. And I'll say that there are thousands and thousands of years of experience on how to make concrete at Wausau Tile. They don't need me making it too.
Well, Wausau Tile is obviously a growing company. Anything on the horizon for what do you expect in the future for Wausau Tile?
Yeah, so we continue to grow our sales force. We continue to give them more tools to be successful. And we've got some really big projects on the way, right?
What makes Wausau Tile a great place to work?
It's the people. You know, we have way more people over 20 years than I've ever seen at a company before.
20 years of having worked there.
20 years of having worked there, yeah, sorry.
They can have beer.
But not on the job, yes.
Right.
What do you like to do for fun in your spare time, Jim?
So my wife and I really enjoy boating. So as a kid, Ryan, you know, I water skied competitively. So we love spending time on the water.
That's wild. So what was your, it's been so long. I mean, you footing on the, what was you, you going off the jumps?
At the time, my favorite event was jumping, right?
Okay.
And we actually had, on our jump at our ski club in Florida, there was about a 12-foot gator that would sun himself on our ski jump. So we would have to, the boat would go by the jump and the skier would spray water on the gator and the gator would climb off the ramp and then we could jump.
Oh, that's funny. Did you ever compete in the national championships or anything like that?
Competed regionally. I was a pretty good skier, by Florida standards. That was not a great skier.
Yeah, everybody's skiing all year long down there,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So the way that you, correct me if I'm wrong, the way that you judge if you're a good jumper or not is not how high you go, but how far you go.
Right, how far you go.
And what was your typical distance?
A little over 100 feet. You know, for my division, a record would be about 130 feet. So right. I was pretty far short of the record, but I could hang in there.
Were you a barefooter too?
I could, as big as my feet are, you'd think I'd be a great barefooter.
Do you think you could still do it to this day, jump?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not that far. I wouldn't want to go that far.
When was the last time you did it?
Oh gosh, it's been 20 years since I jumped. I was at Shepherd and Schaller probably 3 years ago and still had my jumpers that I had not used in 20 years and sold them for almost nothing to a guy that worked at Shepherd and Schaller because it meant a lot to him. He was a jumper and he really enjoyed getting them.
He wanted the vintage look or what?
Apparently they're no a little offense. Hard to get these days.
The jumpers are?
Yeah.
Because what?
There's more risk with the ski manufacturers, right? If you get hurt.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But anyway, so it was a win-win.
So if the Wausau Skeeters, I think that they're called, called you up and said, we want the president of Wausau Tile to do a jump. Could you do a guest jump?
I'd love to.
For charity?
I'd love to. Absolutely.
Did you do that? How much would we have to?
I would enjoy doing it.
But if we raise something for the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, how much would we try to raise with a bar to get you to out there to do it?
Let's get $500.
Oh, that's pretty low bar.
Yeah, right?
All right. Sounds good. Jim Waldron will be starring this summer.
There you go.
Wausau Skeeters.
I'll need to borrow someone's jumpers for the record. Right. Right? Yeah.
Well, Jim, thanks for stopping by. Will you come by again?
I'd be happy to, Ryan.
Yeah, Paul? It'd be great to continue this. It's been a pleasure. The president of Wausau Tile, Jim Waldron. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for stopping.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys. That was fun.
From Shakey's Pizza to High Roller Skating Center.
Hello, skaters. This is 1996 Homecoming King and DJ Josh Dewey zipping through time from 1996 to deliver some roller skating magic. We have a flower waiting for Julie. Julie, come on up to the DJ booth for your flower and find out who it's from.
This is the Wausau Business Show.
The Wausau Business Show.
With Ryan and Paul.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Hey, this is Daniel. My family and I moved to Wausau from Arkansas.
This is Nolan, and I moved from Washington State.
We're with the Pinery Coffee Company here in downtown Wausau at 300 North 3rd Street, or right across from Bull Falls Radio.
At the Pinery, we believe that every cup tells a story of rich flavors, locally roasted beans, and an unwavering commitment to community impact.
Go ahead and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Check us out at thepinerycoffeeco.com, or better yet, come on by.
At Rooter Ware, we challenge the notion that sophisticated legal practices only exist in major metropolitan areas. Our team chooses to live and work in communities where many people only vacation or pass through. We enjoy a quality of life and have an excellent work-life balance, while still practicing exciting, challenging law in Wausau, Eau Claire, Green Bay, and Wisconsin Rapids. Since 1920, we've been doing what we want and where we want to do it. Find us at rooterware.com.
Get in touch. Email info at wausaubusiness.com or call 715-9-WAUSAW. That's 715-992-8728. 715-9-WAUSAW. We'll check the messages on our answering machine soon.
The Wausau Business Show.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Thank you very much, Mr. Roboto.
Good morning, it's the Wausau Business Show. We are on the air and open for business. Yes. Thank you for listening. Wausau Business Rumor, Paul, it's time for
Wausau Business Rumors.
Here we go. Quick Trip.
Okay.
This one's about Quick Trip.
Big fan.
Did you hear they're up for the best gas station in the United States of America?
You're kidding me.
USA Today.
Number one?
They are up for, the best gas station in all of the United States of America.
Okay.
WausauBusiness.com if you want to vote for Quick Trip.
Yeah, let's get out there and vote.
They're currently number one.
I mean, I believe it.
Yeah, I mean, the Glacier Donuts from the Quickery, I think, sets them apart.
Big fan.
Their free air.
Yeah, their free air is one of the things I like. You get to listen to us, the audience, free on the air. They offer free air, so there's a little bit of a correlation.
We're one in the same, and Quick Trip, the Wausau Business Show and Quick Trip.
Both great companies.
Yeah, right, yes. Yeah, the Wausau Business Show is a great company, and so is Quick Trip. Did I ever tell you about the time that one of the Quick Trip vice presidents came and spoke to us at Rockin' Industrial?
No, I don't think I know about that.
He was a vice president over there, and he still is. His name's John McHugh, and he told this story about an older gentleman who showed up at one of the Quick Trip locations in Wisconsin, maybe even Wausau. And the story was the guy showed up and was asking, like, hey, excuse me, can I talk to your manager? And the manager comes out and the old guy goes, can you show me how to put the gas in the car?
Okay.
And the manager was confused by that.
Yes.
And he goes, okay, we stick, you know, the nozzle here, sir, and this is how you do it. And then he goes, okay, good. Can you show me how to do the windshield?
Yeah.
And the manager, still kind of confused, goes and shows him how to, here, you pull it out of here, sir, and you wipe it back and forth here. Have I ever told you this?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. And then he goes, okay, and now can you show me how to put the air in the tires? And the guy goes, okay.
A full tour here.
You go over here and you unplug this, and you don't have to put any money in the machine. It's free.
Yeah, the free air. Yeah, famous free air.
Yeah, and then he goes, good. And the manager goes, sir, I don't understand, you know, why you're walking me through this. What are you doing? He goes, well, I have cancer and I have about 3 months to live. Mm. And when I die, I want to make sure that my wife knows how to do all these things.
Mm.
And it was really very, very
tear-jerking.
Yeah, we were all tearing.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was super powerful. Quick Trip is an awesome company.
Yeah.
And if you want to vote for them, you can go to wausaubusiness.com. We have the link to the USA Today survey.
That's a major publication.
So hopefully Quick Trip's going to win this thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we will be very happy if Quick Trip wins this. We'll send you a cake.
I'm going to go on and vote.
We'll play Cool in the Gangs.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Go Quick Trip. Well, that was a great interview with Jim Waldron.
Yeah, that was fun.
And he agreed to do the ski jump, and we're going to hold him to it.
Yeah.
We're going to raise the money. You can go to jimsskijump.com.
We got that.
We locked it down.
Wow, that was quick.
jimsskijump.com. You can go to wausaubusiness.com and link to it, but we have a website, and you can go, and if we raise enough money, Jim is going off the ski jump this summer.
First time in 20 years, I think.
It'll be at the Water Walkers Show, which is the Wausau Water Ski Show.
Okay.
And that'll be fun. So jimsskijump.com.
Dot com.
Love it.
You think he'll go off it more than once?
Maybe multiple times.
Is he going to nail it on his first try?
We'll see what he agrees to.
If he doesn't get it on his first try, will he try again?
That's what I want to know.
Will he kind of bow out gracefully before that?
Yeah, I'm going to hold him to it. I'm going to try.
We'll be right back with former mayor Jim Tipple to talk about Red Lobster.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business.
The Wausau Business Show.
Let's get down. Let's get down.
100% of the proceeds from the Wausau Business Show's following business commercials benefit your community foundation of North Central Wisconsin. For 37 years, your community foundation has granted funds to organizations and projects such as the 400 Block, the Children's Imaginarium, Boys and Girls Club, JoJo's Jungle, and many more to help make our community brighter. Learn more by Googling the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And now, our esteemed Wausau Business Show sponsors.
What kind of name is Incredible Bank? Hey, we get it. It's an unusual name. But our name isn't about us. It's about you. It's our promise to you to provide an incredible customer experience with every interaction, so you can continue to do what makes you incredible. Incredible Bank, the bank for incredible people. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Wausau Business Show.
The number one show for and about Wausau. Every Saturday morning, 8 to 9. And available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Alexa. Visit wausaubusiness.com for more details.
Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all, you got it.
And we're back on the Wausau Business Show.
Yeah. And former mayor Jim Tipple is here.
Yeah, Jim.
Do we call you former mayor, or what do we refer to you as when you're ex-mayor, or?
Or just sir?
Once you're a mayor, you're always a mayor, so right. You can refer to that. Jim, it doesn't matter.
Jim's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jim. But when you came in, you go, yeah, you can call me former mayor. Just tell him to call me the old mayor.
There you go. That works for me. Yeah. You got extra points for that.
Yeah, right.
Well, thanks for coming in, sir. How long did you serve in your administration?
12 years. Originally, I was only going to do 4, and then I was having a good time and thought I could make a difference in Wausau. And so I did it for 12, and my wife, Pixie, never wanted me to quit. Mm. I'd still be there if she had her way, but luckily she didn't.
So were you were obviously one of Wausau's longest running mayors then.
Is it
Kannenberg
longest?
Is the only okay. one that he did 20 years.
20,
and I did 12.
John Kannenberg did 20, and, yep. and he was responsible for the Wausau Center Mall. So what were the highlights of your tenure?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that one of my goals and our team goals was to strengthen our downtown. And so we added the Dudley Tower, the Eye Clinic of Wausau.
So Dudley came to you and said, I want to build this skyscraper in downtown Wausau. And
yes, he did. Yeah.
And then what happened after that?
Well, it was interesting. You know, we used tax increment financing to help him. And at the time, a lot of people, you know, thought that $3 million was a lot of money for an $18 million project.
Yeah.
And if you look at the tax rolls, it's probably on the rolls for about $36 million.
Since then?
Yeah. So it doubled. And so that was, in hindsight, that was a great investment on the part of the city. And it just kind of kept transforming our downtown. We worked on the 400 block, which sat there for, you know, days, weeks, and months, and years.
It was East Bay, and then it was empty, right?
Oh, yeah. They tore down taxable buildings and planted grass and brought in a temporary stage and did that for a long time. And it kind of hung up in committee. And so I changed that committee when I got into office, and we made some decisions. And I really thought that should be a taxpayer expense to redo the 400 block. But in retrospect, you know, we got a very giving community, and the private sector raised over $1 million for the 400 block. And I think the city put in about $350,000.
Okay.
So that was really good. And it's really kind of refreshing to see in the summer 2,500, 3,000 people enjoying themselves
every Wednesday
at a free concert. And if you look at what cities in the past did, they always had a gathering spot. You know, Saturday they came down with their horses and buggies and whatever, and we have the same thing. And the 400 block is really kind of a gem in our downtown.
And they used to get on boxes, the politicians, and they would be soapboxes. Did you ever do that?
No. You ever get on your soapbox, Jim?
I never wanted to consider myself a politician, and never there was one, I would have been not very good at it. But, you know, I thought my job was a mayor and not a politician.
And what did you do before mayor? Remind me.
I was in IT. I started out as a programmer right out of college. And
cool. C++, C Sharp, that kind of stuff? Or
COBOL. That's how old I am.
What was it?
COBOL.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah. And JCL. Yeah, that's really it. Okay. You can still make money at that because most people don't know how to do it.
So. Do you do any coding these days?
No.
And your wife is Pixie Tipple, who taught at John Muir Middle School. She taught home ec for 25 years?
At least 25 years, yeah.
We love to talk about...
I had her as a teacher.
So everybody did.
Yeah.
You still have your bag?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
She'd be very proud to know you still have it.
She was probably one of the most popular teachers at John Muir in her tenure. Everybody loved her.
Yeah.
And you get to be married to her, Jim. So what's a bad habit that she has?
Trying to focus on what I should do every day now that I've retired.
So the other thing about John Muir that I want to touch on is there used to be a principal at John Muir, and every Friday, I think his name was Mr. Sullivan.
Yeah, Sullivan. Yeah.
And he used to get on the speaker in all the classrooms throughout the school there, and he would say on Fridays, "It's Friday.
Yippee Skippy."
And all the kids would be here.
Yeah. Unreal.
Yeah, fun
tradition. It was a fun tradition.
Pixie would remember that very well.
She absolutely would. Yeah. We should have Mr. Sullivan get on the show and do that. So, okay, let's get down to brass tacks here. During your tenure, 12-year tenure in 2012, then when did you start?
2004.
Okay. The second longest running mayor in Wausau's 151-year history is sitting with us right now. And one of the most iconic questions was asked in his tenure in 2012. A survey went out to over 1,000 people, I think, Wausonians.
Yes.
And the purpose of that survey was economic development?
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. And who conducted that survey?
The Economic Development Department in the city of Wausau.
Okay.
And what we were trying to do is assess, we knew kind of the direction the city should go, but we thought we needed to get some input from the citizens. And
so we sent the
survey out. And, you know, one of the things, you know, we always wondered is what kind of restaurants, and you talked about, you know,
chains. National chain specifically.
National chain. And what we could do to attract them. But we wanted to make sure if we attracted them, people would want them.
Yeah.
And so that's why we reached out. And that's something we hadn't done before.
Ever in Wausau's history.
Yeah, that I know of.
Yeah.
Never surveyed or never asked that question.
There's been surveys before, but never asked that question.
Right.
Okay.
You know, we always kind of did a track that we thought we knew it. You know, we went out to the vendor conferences and we knew which vendors we were going after, but we thought, you know, there's a void here. We're not including the public. And so that's why we reached out and did the survey.
And the vendor conferences happen different big cities throughout the United States. And these are like conferences where you go as the mayor and the economic development team of the city of Wausau. And it's just booth after booth of different types of chain restaurants that you're trying to attract, or what?
All different businesses.
Okay.
And restaurants is one segment. Okay. You know, we were never totally big on restaurants. Other communities are. Rib Mountain is very focused on restaurant, and they've been successful at that. Mm-hmm. But we have, in Wausau, we got a little different chemistry. We've got a lot of ma and pa restaurants, not all chains. And that's always good, is, you know, develop local, buy local, and that's what our focus has always been. And so if you look around, we've got a lot of locally owned businesses and not a lot of chains,
which was
our emphasis, and they've been successful
because you go to like State Street in Madison and they purposefully do not have the chains on State Street because it kind of ruins the character.
Don't see McDonald's on State Street,
right?
No. And you got to be careful where you locate, you know, the businesses, and they need to, you know, fit into the community. And so far our downtown, once we started to redo it and add more businesses in, it's been more successful than it was in the past. And if you look back on the mall, that really kind of kept our downtown going.
Yeah, the energy.
And then once that faded away, we had to come up with different plans. And so that's why the Dudley Tower and some of the other businesses, the 400 block and the Riverwalk, you know, that was all contaminated soil, 15 acres. And we bought that at a pretty good price. And we continue to develop that area. And what we try to do is, even though we're a small town, town. We want to have the big town, you know, look like like Minneapolis. They've got, you know, river walks all over, and they got a lot of water, and you got to take advantage of that. And it was just vacant land and businesses that no longer were around.
So, yeah, we're talking with former mayor, not old, former mayor, Mr. Jim Tipple, who was Wausau's second longest running mayor behind John Cannonberg in Wausau's 151 years of being a city. The first mayor was August Kickbush. I think he only served two terms.
Right.
So you beat him out. Congratulations on that.
We talk about August Kickbush a lot. We're big fans.
And during your 12-year run, for the 400 block, the Dudley Tower, the Riverwalk, and many, many other things, I'm sure.
If you want to be a great city, it starts with a great downtown.
Yeah.
And then it expands from there. And another area that we were successful in is reclaiming the Holt Krause landfill, which is now soccer fields. And we partnered up with the local foundation that had money to contribute. And now we've got 15 soccer fields there that have tournaments all the time in the summer. And
they
that brings in revenue, and people stay at hotels, buy gas and food and so on and so forth.
Go to our restaurants. That used to be a landfill. He turned a dump into an awesome soccer facility.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
Okay, so you did this survey, and was it conducted by an outside research firm, or who conducted it?
We did it internally.
Internally.
Yes. Yep.
And it was a statistically relevant survey. In that it surveyed what over 1,000 people, right?
I think so. Yeah, and we tried to make sure we reached across the board in different areas so that we got a valid survey back.
Yeah,
right.
And different demographics and everything else.
Exactly.
So that was a relevant, credible survey. And one of the questions: who came up with the question specifically about the chain restaurants and Red Lobster?
I'm not really sure exactly. I can't remember back because that was 2012.
Maybe we'll give you credit, Mayor. So you came up with this question.
Yeah, let's give him credit.
And it said, what were the selections? It was Red Lobster, Olive Garden. What were the other ones?
I can't remember. But you know, we kind of all agreed that, you know, what should be on the survey. It wasn't just one person you know, contributing to
collaboration.
It wasn't just Red Lobster and that was the only option.
No, we wanted to expand our horizon to make sure we had included a lot of people, restaurants that were potential for our community. And so, and we were looking forward to, the input to make sure that we were going in the right direction based on, what their thoughts were.
And then you got it back, and Red Lobster won by a landslide.
Right.
Were you guys surprised by that?
A little bit, because if you think about what's Wisconsin noted for on Friday nights.
Well, it's fish fry. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So guess what? Red Lobster on Friday nights would be basically empty because you have fish fries everywhere.
Right.
And we knew that.
And but it won by a landslide. You guys were kind of taken aback by that, I'm assuming.
Yes.
And then what did you do from there? It's 2012. The results come in. People want Red Lobster, well over 1,000. It's statistically, what was the sample error? Plus or minus probably 3 points, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah, 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a credible survey. Mm-hmm. And what did you do after you found out that Red Lobster was everybody's choice?
Well, you know, the Economic Development Department at the time would reach out to what was on the survey and see if there was any interest.
Uh-huh.
And
so they called Darden at the time, I think, owned it, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
And then I think what happens is, you know, they have demographics, and if you don't fit the demographics, the discussion is over. And I think we weren't at the time big enough.
At the time.
At the time.
Okay.
And the other things that they have in their business model.
Right.
Household
income.
Where they go and expand and get bigger.
So you went through that, and you understand we're making a push for Red Lobster now. Do you think we have a better chance today than we did in 2012?
We've got
to say yes.
Yes. You know, I think, you know, there's a lot of competition. You've got, you know, Olive Garden and a lot of the other chain restaurants,
excuse me.
And that's what they look at also.
So they do a competitive analysis of
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
And location too. You know, where is your nucleus of, you know, customers, potential customers?
And you're not going to put it up in a loading zone necessarily.
No, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's got to be convenient and, for everybody and competitive for the community.
And what are your thoughts in conclusion here, former Mayor Tipple, on how that question has really stood the test of time.
It's in the ether. Yeah. People talk about it
all the time.
They do. They do. Yeah, they you do. Know? Because it's kind of a unique menu that they have that a lot of people try to, you know, duplicate. Mm. But I think, you know, if you've ever been to a Red Lobster, a lot of people have certain favorites. And I think that's what would stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm. Has it surprised you, the longevity of this topic and subject?
No, there's, you know, there are other things that we tried to attract. Woodman's, for instance.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, yeah. Good grocery store.
I think they were semi-interested. Okay. But it was a long pull. And, you know, I know Rib Mountain was trying to get them. And so was City of Wausau. But it's a full-time job. And we've got, you know, people in the Economic Development Department that are focused on that. And they know what we need.
Right.
But maybe another survey is, you know.
It's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. You know,
and
it's
we'll been, just have Red Lobster as selection. Please select. Yeah. A, Red Lobster. What's your favorite thing on the Red Lobster menu in conclusion?
I'm allergic to shrimp. So,
okay.
So that's not going to be mine. Yeah. But, you know, I haven't been to one in a while, but, you know, any of this non, you know, lobster I like.
That's what they're famous for.
Yeah, that's what they're famous for. Right. I really like that. Yeah.
But, the red ones.
And I'm not allergic to that. Okay. So, but in any of the seafood items I try and like, and it's a good place to go to. But
Yeah. It's, I mean, we love our local places. Oh, yeah. But Red Lobster was a clear front runner there. Any interest in coming on the lobster bus with us?
Oh, we're going to Red Lobster on a bus.
Thursday, May 16th, leaving from Jefferson Street Inn at 5 on a Lamer's bus. You and Pixie are more than welcome.
Is that PM or AM?
PM.
Good question. Oh, PM.
I could, yeah.
All right, he's coming. He's coming on the bus. All right, thank you, former mayor. Don't call him old mayor. No, we don't go by that. We go by former mayor, Mr. Jim Tipple. Thanks for stopping by the Wausau Business Show.
Glad to be here, and thanks for the invite.
Appreciate it. And now we've got two tickets to give away to the lobster bus.
To the famous lobster bus.
Famous lobster bus.
Two tickets to paradise.
It's like two tickets to paradise, exactly. It's the same thing.
Caller number 9 right now, 715-9-WAUSAW. This is no joke.
So excited.
It's May 16th. We're leaving from the Jefferson Street Inn parking lot.
5 p.m. sharp.
5 p.m. sharp. We'll have you back by 9 or 9:30. Mm. We're going to the Red Lobster. Corporate in Florida has already approved it. We're on their radar.
God.
We're going to get this Red Lobster for Wausau come hell or high water once and for all, or we're going to end it and we're going to stop talking about it forever as a community. As a community. So caller number 9, 715-9-WAUSAW. Right now, you'll get our answering machine. Don't freak out. Just leave your name and number and your email address if you want to. And we will take caller number 9 on our answering machine. So you leave a message.
Right.
And the 9th message we'll take.
So you have to leave the message. That's the important part.
That's the important part. And you'll join us with two tickets to paradise on the lobster bus.
Love it.
Call now. I've got two tickets to paradise. Won't you? Pack your bags, we'll leave tonight.
I've got two tickets to paradise. Get in touch. Email info@wausaubusiness.com or call 715-9-WAUSAW. That's 715-992-8728. 715-9-WAUSAW. We'll check the messages on our answering machine soon.
Discover the Milk Merchant, nestled in downtown Wausau's River West District, where every selection is curated with care and where every bite tells a story. The Milk Merchant brings you an exquisite collection of Wisconsin and imported cheeses, charcuterie boards, specialty foods, and unique home goods. Our love for quality food drives us to support local dairy farmers and artisans. Stop in to sample a selection of the finest Wisconsin cheeses, from Pleasant Ridge Reserve to the legendary 15-year aged cheddar. Mention this ad for a free wine sample. Let us curate a gift basket perfect for any occasion. Or join us in a culinary adventure by signing up for one of our events at themilkmerchant.com.
The Wausau Business Show, breaking Red Lobster news.
And so we've been scheduling this stuff, dinner, you know, with Red Lobster in Green Bay.
Over there, right?
Yeah. And we had to call Red Lobster in Green Bay. And
did you hear back from them?
Yeah. We heard back from the Green Bay location. Okay. We talked to the manager. Good. And we were like, 57 people on a Lamer's bus. It's we're calling it a lobster bus. Yeah. And they're like, excited about it.
Good.
You know? But they're like, but the manager manager goes, we have to run this up the flagpole with corporate, though, first.
Oh, perfect.
Which is awesome. It's working.
We're trying to get in touch with them anyway.
We need to save Red Lobster, right, for God's sake.
Oh, and by the way, since we have you, and you're calling, you have to call corporate anyway, yeah, down in Florida, would you mind putting in a plug for Wausau?
Yeah, let's do it.
Before we go, coming up in a couple of weeks, we have Gina Jackworth Thorson, which has been like one of our most anticipated interviews that we've had in the young life of this Wausau Business Show thing that we're doing here. Right. And I saw that that's Wausau's favorite hat.
Yeah, Stormy the Cromer, Stormy she's the CEO of, and that's Cromer. A wonderful brand. It's Everyone loves the hats.
Iconic brand. And did you see on social media that Post Malone was wearing one of their hats?
I did see that.
That's crazy. He's going to be at that big show, like what's it called, Stagecoach this weekend.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't it be cool to see him in a Stormy Cromer hat up on stage?
Yeah, he's rocking the gear.
If you're going, take some pictures for us, will you? Hopefully he'll be rocking that Stormy Cromer gear. Who do we have coming up on next week's show, Paul?
We have Brad Emanuel, who is Wausau's most popular musician. There was a poll done. We like polls.
City Pages.
Yep. And it was number one. Brad was number one 2 years running.
That's right. In the meantime, please sign up for the Lobster Bus. It's going to be a lot of fun. WausauBusiness.com. Tickets are going fast for that. You know, they're flying off the hook.
Exactly.
All the ticket sales for that and with the Wausau Business Show in general go to the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin.
Great cause. One more thing on Brad Emanuel. He's going to debut a song that he wrote for the Wausau Business Show.
Oh, that's right. A global global exclusive debut.
Yes.
So until next week, from high top Rib Mountain, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Paul.
And this has been a Wausau Business Show transmission.
The end.
You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around.
This has been a Wausau Business Show transmission. All rights reserviert. 2024.